Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, how's your gut health?
You know, I think it's about to be a lot healthier.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just opening up the gates and letting all these little microbiotic critters down the hatch.
Never has it felt so good to be so healthy. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout.
Ideal
for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. But tonight,
it's not beer. It's something different.
This is not beer. This is Boochcraft, baby.
It's Booch.
All right, so we've got Todd, Adam, Andrew, and Kyle in the studio with us tonight. You guys are Boochcraft, and this isn't like a hard cider you guys have made. This is actually something that is the fermentation process that you do with kombucha, but there just happens to be 7% alcohol along with it.
Just happens to be.
Wait, what is kombucha, Mr. Wizard?
Kombucha is a fermented black tea that's made with the symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, otherwise known as a SCOBY.
That's what some people refer to as the mushroom, right?
Yeah, or mother.
Mother, okay. Yeah. Basically, you take tea, you take fruit juices, you take sugar, whatever. You all throw it in together. You throw the SCOBY in there. It ferments everything. It eats the sugar and creates alcohol and makes this kombucha, right?
Correct.
So why is yours 7% and a lot of them, they even say, contains no alcohol? Or
it depends. I mean, there's kombuchas that are under 0.5% alcohol. There's kombuchas that are just over 0.5% that you do have to be 21 to buy. Then there's ours, which is 7%. So we cranked it up a notch.
How did this come about? Who created the idea behind Boochcraft?
Well, it was a trio, the three of us. Andrew came up with the idea for the high alcohol 7% version. We kind of all decided to do a kombucha brewery, and then one day Andrew said, let's crank it up to 7%.
So it was kombucha first.
We didn't actually make kombucha first, but we had the idea to make kombucha, and then we quickly had the idea to turn it to be a little bit more fun.
Can we come to your tasting room and drink all your wonderful wares?
We don't have a tasting room.
What?
You can come drink them, though. It's just a production facility.
So hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like high school.
Legally not in the parking lot, but yeah.
So we can find your bottles all over San Diego. You know what? I'm dying to try this because I'm eager to get into what you guys are doing with your kombucha. What do you refer to it as? Is it like a hard kombucha or
high alcohol kombucha is what we like.
Let me ask just an important question on behalf of all the listeners out there who have maybe tried kombucha. Are there boogers in this?
No, there's no boogers in it.
Sometimes there's boogers in kombucha, aren't there?
That's part of the SCOBY, all those pieces that are floating around in the tea.
Oh, okay.
Going back, I got a funny story about that. We actually, when we were first going around looking for space, we were checking out a space in over by the old Ballast Point homebrew shop, and we were looking at the space. This guy next door that owned the business next door came over and was saying, "What's this all about? You know, what are you guys doing?" And we told him we were making kombucha. And he said, "Kombucha? Ain't that drink with the in it?"
Show.
Oh, no.
And we started dying.
No.
My goodness.
2 years later, this guy walks into our brewery and he's an avid fan and he says he wanted to buy a case from us. And then we start talking to him like, "Don't we know you from somewhere?" And he said, "Yeah, I met you guys when you were looking at space."
Well, you converted him.
We converted him.
That's so brilliant. Because, yeah, you know, I've been drinking kombucha for years.
My wife introduced me to kombucha.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Before that, you know, if I wanted to drink something, it was water or beer, and usually water because I drank too much beer.
Well, this is good because there's good stuff in this for you.
So what is this first one we have tonight?
It's made with ginger, lime, and rose hips.
Now, how are you classifying each one of these? Do you do it by flavor grouping?
Yeah. We wanted people to understand that we're showcasing really healthy ingredients. So the point was to advertise everything up front rather than hiding things in the back of the label.
Wow, that is delicious.
And we don't skimp on any of the ingredients. So if we say it's in there, you're going to taste that it's there.
Now, I like this because it's so ginger forward. I love ginger. Ginger is one of my favorite flavors.
I was more of a Marianne guy.
Shut up.
Somebody had to say
it. It's one of my favorite things to cook with. It's one of my favorite things to play around when I'm making beer. And is this like the brewing process? Is this going in when the tea is being made, or are these flavors being added afterwards? How are you getting these flavors in with your kombucha?
Yeah, we're traditionally brewing it like every other kombucha, and then way at the end of the process, after we've crashed out a lot of the The booger crash. We come behind it with some cold press juice that we make in-house. We have our own cold press equipment, and we get raw, fresh, organic material and juice it in-house. And the moment it's juiced, we put it right into the
tank.
So
this has kombucha in it. It's got like raw juice in it.
Yeah.
I am feeling so healthy right now.
Well, you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling like this song right now. You guys wanted to start off the program with this. It is the Civil Wars. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. An interesting way to kick off a Friday night is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And I got the guys from Boochcraft, and that's the only reason I say it's interesting, because usually we're about 2.5-3 beers into it, and we're getting tipsy at this point. Tonight, we're drinking high alcohol kombucha.
Kombucha.
And I'm actually feeling like I'm doing something healthy on a Friday night while I'm having fun playing rock and roll at the same time.
It's good, clean, probiotic fun.
You guys, right out of here in San Diego, Chula Vista, we've got Todd, Adam, Kyle, and Andrew with us, and you're walking us through some amazing stuff, and you're blowing my mind with how you make your high alcohol kombucha. And I have to say that, because in my mind I want to say hard kombucha, but that would not do any justice to the product you guys are putting out. We started off with your ginger, lime, and rose hips, which to me, that's kind of like, when I buy kombucha, that's the standard flavor. I always get a lot of ginger. That's, to me, baseline. From here, we're going to have some fun with it. This next one you poured out is pink, and please tell me that's grapefruit.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So
I'm not afraid to drink pink drinks in public.
Of course you're not. You're very, very solid in your masculinity.
You know, you could put an umbrella in this even, and I'd be even happier.
I'll put something else in it.
You know, speaking of the stuff that's in this, if this is high alcohol, isn't that going to kill off all the stuff that's good for you?
No, actually, the microbes, the guys that are making the whole thing happen, they thrive. The bacteria actually eats alcohol. It's its food. So they thrive in an alcoholic environment up to a certain percent.
You know, I thrive in an alcohol. I was just going to say, wow.
Ken does the same thing as those microbes. Ken, you could be a microbe.
Well, you know, I'm not very big.
I am a June. They crash out at about 20%. Ken probably goes a little higher.
Ken sometimes usually crashes out about 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. What's whiskey?
Another way to look at it, though, is if you drank alcohol and it couldn't, and your gut flora couldn't stain that level of alcohol, you'd be blowing away everything in your gut every time anyway. So it can obviously survive that.
I've blown a lot of things through my gut.
So what's the flavor grouping on this one you poured out? Because now there's a subtle sweetness to it. That must be the combination of the citrus and hibiscus, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're getting all this wonderful... I mean, look at the color on this. Sonic, get a close shot of that right there. It almost looks like guava nectar.
It's purdy.
Yeah, the idea there is actually to bring out the tartness from the hibiscus and the sourness from the grapefruit. And it's kind of your morning version of...
Oh, yeah, this is delicious.
See,
oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
I want to bottle this for when I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm having my egg. This is definitely my brunch kombucha. And at 7%, it's going to get me there the right way. Now, let me ask you something. So you're changing the cold press juices that go in at the final bit. Is the tea the same every single time, or are you changing up those elements to complement the flavors that you're adding later on?
Not currently. That's something we would like to do in the future. We're just using a really nice organic tea directly from China.
You know, I'm drinking this and it doesn't really taste like tea. It tastes more like a tart cider. Super clean, just wonderful.
Yeah, the tea is generally the food source for the microbes, as opposed to a lot of residual flavor we get from it.
Are you adding sugar to this to get the alcohol level up? Are the microbes eating the sugar to create alcohol, like as in regular beer?
Oh, so y'all are starting out with sweet tea. Oh. Yeah, when I'm sitting out on the veranda, I like to have my...
All right, Ken's mic is off, and when we come back, you wanted some Richard Swift to go along with that. I think that's a great pairing. That's next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Yeah, discovering all kinds of things about the Boochcraft guys tonight. This has been an interesting conversation off air. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. We've got Todd, Adam, Kyle, Andrew, and of course our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Ken Wright. But tonight, it's not beer. It's a whole lot healthier than beer. Can I legally say that? Or does that make a health claim on your guys' product? Or
you can say that.
I can say that.
That's fine. I feel healthier.
You know what?
I feel better.
I feel like I want to run a marathon right now.
I do. I feel like I could lift a car over my head.
Well, actually, you probably could. You don't have that far to lift. So let's talk about...
Hey!
Now, if we want to find you guys, right now, we can find you all over San Diego. As far as picking up your bottles, you guys are in 22s. And I know there are a lot of places in San Diego, especially in OB, that have you guys on tap everywhere.
Because it's groovy.
Because it's delicious, that's why.
And groovy.
If we want to get you guys outside of San Diego, how far can we find your product?
Throughout Southern California, up to Santa Barbara, out to Inland Empire, Riverside, and also the whole Bay Area. San Francisco, North Bay, South Bay, San Francisco proper, East Bay.
So you're all over California.
And
pretty
Maui.
Much all over California.
And Maui.
And Maui.
Dude, I bet you guys slay out there.
Yep.
All he's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
day long. How does that work with your guys' production facility in Chula Vista? Because you don't have a tasting room. Are you building a tasting room? Are you going to expand production? Are you looking at, you know, global conquest? Because that's what everybody wants.
Global conquest.
I love global conquest. Are we going to get it in cans is the question.
Oh, you'll get it in the can, all right.
Along with that global conquest.
Yeah, we're working on cans. That's in the pipeline.
Now, I heard a rumor that you guys are going to be out at Coachella this coming April, right?
Yeah.
Are you actually going to be on the festival grounds serving? Because they do this whole amazing craft beer barn.
Our kombucha will be there, but we can't personally pour because of the, you know, all the red tape, the alcohol laws.
What is this one that we're drinking right now?
This is apple lime jasmine.
Oh yeah, apple.
Who puts the flavor groupings together? Is that something that the three of you guys sit around a table and go, you know, this will go well with this, which goes well with this?
That's all me.
That's all
it's
you.
It's all you?
Let me ask you this. Do you have a culinary background?
No.
No.
What is your background? Come on, cough it up, Andrew.
Tech geek.
You're a tech geek.
He's a smart guy.
You have to be a foodie too. I mean, to put some of these flavors together, you have to love and understand how food plays with each other.
I have absolutely since then become one, yes.
Wait, so this made you become a foodie?
A little bit before this. I was brewing beer
religiously
for a while before this. Yeah.
Can you homebrew kombucha?
Oh yeah.
Is it safe?
Probably not for you.
No.
Well, it all depends on your sanitation techniques there,
and,
Kenneth.
And there will be boogers. My favorite Daniel Day-Lewis movie, by the way.
Fine. All right. You know what? We're going to talk about that off air. You wanted Alpine. We're going to get into that now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Good to drink and good for you. The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Bootscraft. Todd, Adam, Kyle, Andrew, a pleasure to have you guys in the studio tonight. I'm loving the things we're talking about. And you guys are getting ready for something big coming up here just around the corner. And I want to talk about what Kyle showed me a minute ago. And this is a very important thing to note about Bootscraft. Unlike beer, where you can buy a bomber, throw it in your car in a couple of days, grab it, and then try and chill it and drink it.
Don't do that.
You have to keep this stuff cold all the time, right?
Yes.
Because it gets very, very, very active.
And now, the video he showed me,
was she sabering off the top of that bottle? So it was a 22 that was left in a car trunk from Friday to Monday. And she took the bottle and knocked the top off. It was a 20-foot spray up in the air. This is some active stuff.
How come beer can go to room temperature, but this can't?
Beer is very different than this because all of the fermentable sugars are consumed by the time they bottle it. In our case, by adding juice in the back end, all of that sweetness is fermentable.
So it can continue to eat.
So it can just keep on fermenting.
And build up pressure until it finally reaches the point where the bottle will explode or the cap pops off and you wind up with a fountain. So it's important to keep this cold once you buy it because
it is
perishable.
You want to treat it more like a food than an alcoholic beverage.
Interesting.
More like milk or ice cream or yogurt or whatever you would keep refrigerated.
You know what? If yogurt tastes this good and had these kind of benefits.
I was just going to say, yeah. I
would eat a lot more yogurt.
I am no longer eating Greek yogurt. I am getting all of my probiotics from this Bootscraft.
So
it's amazing.
What's happening on April 7th?
So it's our 2-year anniversary. A couple notable things. One is that we're going to be releasing a new special release batch. So we do every 6 weeks or so, we do a new flavor. And so we'll be releasing a new flavor, keg only, that you can only get on draft at that party. And it's also 2 years of Bootscraft we're celebrating. So that's happening at Moniker General in Liberty Station. And it's going to be open to the public. So you don't have to get a ticket. Just come on down. You can check out the Facebook event for more details.
Give us a little hint on what that special is.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do that.
No? You're going to make me wait for it?
Yeah. If you follow us on social media on Instagram, you'll be getting little hints and you'll know pretty soon.
Subtle hints.
It's good for you.
I hate you. I hate you both. All right, when we come back, we're going to drink our last one for the evening. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works. Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy. With me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Ken, have you learned something tonight?
I have learned a lot. I have learned that the hazy part at the bottom of the bottle, so to speak, is packed full of just probiotic goodness. And it tastes good, too. It's not like chalky or gritty or anything. You know, a lot of people get turned off from kombucha because you look in there and there's floaties and stuff, and it's like, what's going on? This is just clean.
Drink it. It's good for you.
The flavors are wonderful, and man, I feel centered.
Well, good. I hope you're
centered and strong.
I hope you're a better person after tonight.
No, that won't happen.
Todd, Adam, Kyle, and Andrew from Boochcraft and Chula Vista drinking with us. They brought some fantastic stuff. We've had apple, lime, and jasmine, grapefruit, hibiscus, and heather, ginger, lime, and rose hips. And
I dated all of them in high school, by the way.
I'll apologize for Ken multiple times in this show. This will be my last apology for
actually,
you tonight.
Actually, I only dated myself in high school. I'm dating myself right now.
Where's your hands? Never mind. I don't want to see him. What's our last high alcohol kombucha tonight?
This one's made with grape, coriander, and anise.
Ooh, we're going to get some dark flavors out of this. And all these are 7%.
Yeah.
Now, how do you control that? Could you do a higher alcohol kombucha if you wanted to?
Yeah, the sky's the limit. We can do whatever we want.
I don't care what you think. I'm going to do what I want.
How about taking this to 14? I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Could you do that?
A double high alcohol kombucha?
A triple kombucha.
Sometimes the special release batches end up at 8-9%. We let those cruise a little bit sometimes.
Can you put hops in kombucha?
Sure.
Ken, you're just feeding them ideas.
Yeah.
I know Kyle was talking about having hundreds and thousands of names just waiting.
Oh, there's some great ones out there. Yeah. Some
Don't say it. Don't you dare say that on the radio. Before he gets me fired from this radio station, we're going to get out of here. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure drinking with you tonight. Thank you for bringing
amazing
libations. Boochcraft, you want to find them. They are in Whole Foods. They're in grocery stores. They are on tap. Is there anything that I missed where we can find you guys? I know the DOS, Mr. Kyle, is looking like me going, let me talk about some accounts, bro.
Check out BevMo. Check out any independent liquor store your neighborhood. You can also go to our website and just put in your zip code and there's a whole where to find
I live in Escondido. There's a place where I discovered Boochcraft up there.
And you're always going to find them refrigerated.
Yes.
That is
go
the
to
secret.
The refrigerated section of your favorite bottle shop. That's where it'll be.
I had no problem agreeing to this one. We're going to end with the meters. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9.
Who chose the meters?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.